All right, we've been talking about values today. Now, put on your fastened seatbelts because I'm about to talk faster than you've ever heard me talk before. Woo, woo, woo. It's not going to be that stall like when you talk to me on the phone, you answer, and there's always that pause. I know y'all are laughing at me about that. You make fun of me and all that. But God bless you. Jesus cares, even if you don't. All right. Okay, saddle up your horses. We've been looking at values that define us as a body of Christ. And today we're going to talk about the value of sending out. The biblical word is the word apostolic. You know, the apostles were the ones who were sent by God, and the ones then who send out in the name of Jesus. Where's your life headed? Where's life headed for us as a body? Where's life headed in Savannah? How about the United States? Now listen, if the events of this week haven't gotten your attention, then come on now. If you don't see earthquakes and tsunamis and see all this stuff and you can't get an idea that there might be some birth pangs that are taking place, that God is in the process of bringing history to a conclusion. Now, when's that going to be? I'm not a date setter. But I know the Bible teaches that we are to be watchful. We're to be watchmen on the wall. And as a shepherd, an under-shepherd. And by the way, last summer, the Lord, in last June, He started busting my chops about being a shepherd. There's some pretty strong things that are said in Scripture about shepherding and about being a good shepherd. And a good shepherd is going to let the flock know and let there be a warning. That doesn't mean you always say, oh man, that sounds kind of weird. Well, that's why I want you to read the Bible. See what the Bible has to say. Now, God has been a sending God, and He has a message. And He has a mission for us. You know, that John was playing earlier, Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, Saddle Up Your Horses. It's a great, great song. We got to get ready to ride. God has prepared us for this time in history to ride with Him, with what He's doing in the world. We're part of the plan. We're not sitting on the sidelines. We're in the game. Now, with all that in mind, let's read from the New Living, Acts 12, beginning in verse 25, this story. Now, when Barnabas and Saul had finished their mission in Jerusalem, they returned to Antioch. What do you think Barnabas and Saul could have imagined life was going to be like for them? And by the way, Barnabas is the lead dog at this time, not Saul, who later became Paul. You know, could they have even imagined that they were going to go all over the known world at that time with the gospel? Of course not. They couldn't have imagined that. Could you imagine what God's about to do with you, with us, in the earth today? You know, I love that old statement, we ain't never been this way before. We haven't. It's not time to just relive old tapes. God's blazing a new trail today in the earth, and He's doing wonderful things. And we've got to stay in touch. They returned to Antioch, taking John Mark with them. Among the prophets and teachers of the church in Antioch of Syria were Barnabas, Simeon, called the Black Man, Lucius from Cyrene, Manaen, the childhood companion of King Herod Antipas, and Saul. And one day, as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, dedicate Barnabas and Saul for the special work that I have for them. So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. Now get what the Scripture says. Sent out by the Holy Spirit, Saul and Barnabas went down to the seaport of Seleucia and then sailed for the island of Cyprus. What do we see here? First of all, God is apostolic. He's ascending God. That's what the word apostle means. He's one who sends out. Remember where your first encounter Saul? He's there holding the coats of those who are stoning Stephen. Remember that? And then he has this appointment on the Damascus Road with Jesus personally. And we see God sending him again and again and again. It's the next mission and the next mission and the next mission. God's not boring. The church isn't boring. If it's boring to you, it's because you don't get it. Because we're sitting around thinking, oh, we want this religious experience. It's all about me. It's not about you. When you join Jesus, you join the army. You signed up to be sent out on the most exciting mission. Hey, he launched a rescue mission when he came to the earth. Went to the cross on our behalf. Died. 3 days later, arose from the dead. Ascended back to the Father. And ever since, he has been sending us out again and again. He's apostolic. We're sent ones. We're on a mission. Can you see the pattern developing? Read the book of Acts and see how it happens again and again. It's just rolling out. And you can't stop it. You got despots and dictators and little petty kings and presidents and all sorts that all around the world today, they're trying to stop the church. And can they stop the expanse of God's kingdom? Can they stop what God is doing in the earth right now? You look at Israel and you look at all wanting to squash Israel. Just look on a map sometimes. See that little pea-size piece of real estate there and see all the countries that are surrounding lined up to eliminate this little speck. And it's as if God's just reminding us again, I've got my hand on this, and history is headed where I say it's headed, not where you want it to be headed. And it's not going to be that way. Secondly, God gathers all sorts of people for His purposes. Had a sense of humor when He put Barnabas and Saul together. If you examine them psychologically, they are polar opposites. And look at that. Just for your sense of humor, look around in this room. Now, I'll bet you dollars to donuts, you will not... I'm sorry, John. That brought back memories for you. Part of the donut empire in Savannah. You'll not find a group collected, because I know all of you that are in here, and I know where you come from. And you're not going to find a group collected like this anywhere else in Savannah, Georgia, except in a body of Christ. Because God's got a sense of humor when He gathers people together. He gathered these people together there at Antioch to send them out from this place where the people were first called Christians, the little Christ. Thirdly, you got to hear from the Holy Spirit if you're going to get your mission right. You're going to find out what your mission is. He will show you. He will direct you, just like He directed them. And then you read the rest of the book of Acts when they leave there, and you see how God had His hand on them as they went out from that place. Number four. The closer you get, they were fasting, they were praying, the clearer you're going to hear His voice. Are you hearing His voice today? Then maybe you need to eliminate some of the noise and draw closer so you can hear His voice clearly, what He's saying to you. You have a mission. You have a mission in the earth. It's a rescue mission for those who need Jesus. That is our world. Number five. If you're going anywhere with Jesus, you got to be sent. Because after you get there, on whose authority are you going to say anything? What power will you have unless you have His power? What authority will you have unless you have His authority? What message will you have unless you have His message? What method will you use unless He shows you how to do it? What doors will you go through unless He opens them? What healing will be done unless He does the healing? What deliverance will happen unless He is the one who comes and delivers people from sin in their life? What salvation do you have to offer that'll come if by no other name but the name of Jesus? It's got to be by Him. So it's all about Him. It's not about us. If you're going anywhere, you got to be sent and sent out by Him. And see, what did we read last week or week before last? That they looked at them and they knew that they had been with Jesus. Finally, it's time to get obedient, to be obedient. It's time to do exactly what the Holy Spirit has told us to do. It's time to be sent out. Sent out. At the end of our service today, we're going to gather together and we're going to send out our body that is going to Nigeria. We're leaving Thursday night. And God has sent us out. Can you imagine that? Being sent out. What does a little group of people over in Savannah, Georgia have to do with people in Imo State, Nigeria? And we'll be going over to Upong State too. And Owerri and Iagua. What do we have to do with that? How can we even go there unless we are sent? Now, we will come to the Lord's table today. What did He say to us about coming to His table? Is coming to His table apostolic? Is it about being sent? You better believe it. Let me read you what it says here in 1 Corinthians 11. He says, "For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when given thanks, He broke it, and He said," what? "This is My body, which is given for you." You who? All of us that He invites to His table. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same way, He took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it." Why? "In remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Do you see the apostolic nature of communion? We are proclaiming to the world the body and the blood of Jesus, the only way of salvation. There is no other way. So I invite you, as the Scripture says, it says, let a man examine himself before he comes to the table. We're going to spend the time of ministry right now before we come to the Lord's table. Maybe you'd like to come to the altar and pray. Maybe you'd like to come and get ready for communion, to move anything out of the way so that you can be the sent out person. In the name of Jesus. He wants you to go from this place, sent under His command, to be His servant, whether it's in Nigeria or across the street. Now let's pray. If you've never received Jesus into your life, today would be a good day to ask Him to come into your life. I'd love to talk to you about that. As I pray and open the altar for you to come, consider His claim upon your life right now. Lord, as we open the altar now, and we ready ourselves to come to Your table, we come as Your servants. We come as sinners in need of a Savior. We come as people that are blood bought, twice born, and glory bound. People that have a mission in the earth. Now, Lord, some of us have great heaviness today. We need to do business with You before we come to Your table. So right now, I'm asking You to come. Lord, some of us need healing physically. Some of us have family situations that are dividing us. Some of us have something against a brother or sister. We need to lay it down today. And Lord, some of us sitting here have never received You in our lives for the first time. So I'm asking you, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Lord, come right now. Come for all these needs. We bless You. The altar's open. We're praying. Lord's putting on my heart right now to pray this prayer. Lord, in Jesus' name, I'm asking You those of us today that are struggling with blockades that the evil one has put in our way, curses spoken against us, places where we have allowed the evil one to weasel in with old lies. We speak the truth that Jesus loves us. Jesus forgives. Jesus reconciles. So we're speaking that right now over this body, that we could be reconciled to You and with our brother. I bless You. And I thank You. I thank You. Only through Your righteousness, Jesus, can we be righteous. Bless You. If our pastors would join me at this time. On the night in which He was betrayed, the Scripture says that Jesus took bread. And he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup, third cup, the cup of redemption, cup that we celebrate today. He blessed the cup. He said, "This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you for the remission of sin." We celebrate the body and the blood of Jesus today. Dale, it's the body of Jesus broken for you. Dane, the body of Jesus broken for you. Rick, the body of Jesus broken for you. Blood of Christ our Savior poured out for you, Rick. Blood of Jesus poured out for you, Dane. Blood of Christ the Savior poured out for you, Dale. Amen.
Love our Lord Jesus shed for you, Dustin.
Amen. Ask our musicians to come first. Come down the aisle. We'll have two stations here. We'll try to separate enough so we won't have a traffic jam. We invite you to the Lord's table. Come as we proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Come to His table. Join me in this prayer right now. Praise, honor, and glory to you, Jesus. We proclaim in the heavens, we proclaim in Savannah, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus until He comes again. And even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly, as our brother John said. Come, come in this place. Come and redeem. Come and save. Come and heal. Come with your power. We bless you today. In your name and in your power, we pray today. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. All those who are going to Nigeria, if you would, come on up here at this time. Deb?
This is Deborah.
It's something I want to share with everyone. Thursday, I'm a bus driver. I'm a school bus driver. And we was finished with our morning run. And as I was coming out of the yard, we park on Chatham Parkway. And a lot of the other buses were coming in. And as I was in my car, and as I was coming out, it was a bus right here, and it was a bus sitting in the media. And they were just sitting there. And when I came out in my car, I looked to my left to see if any cars were coming, any traffic was coming, so I can just pull out and get into the media so I can get onto the other side and go on. And there were no cars coming behind the truck, the bus that was just sitting there, because that bus wanted to turn in where I was coming out. And I didn't see anything coming, so I went to pull out. And as I was coming out in front of that bus, a police car was speeding. He didn't have any warning lights or anything. He was just speeding. And when I went to pull out like this, when I looked, he was right there. And he was speeding, so the bus driver said, if he had hit me, I would have been dead. And when I looked, all I saw was, and I thought about it, and by him being a police, he knew what to do, because he took that car, his car, and he did like this, and he dodged me. He was going so fast, he rested on the shoulder. And I got into the media, and I was just shaking, and I was just sitting there, and I was looking in the mirror, and he was just sitting there, and I was like, okay, what is he going to do? Is he going to come after me? So I just sat there, and he was just sitting there, and I guess he was trying to get himself together too, because then when I saw him just start going on about his business, then I said, okay, I'm going, because he's going to give me a ticket. So, and I thought about it, and I was like, okay, I was in the wrong, but he was in the wrong for speeding. But, and I thought about it 2 days later, and I thought, and I said, I didn't have time to say, Jesus, save me. I didn't have time to say anything. And I thought about it, and I said, if I hadn't accepted Jesus years ago, I would be in hell. If I hadn't had a chance to accept him, if I hadn't accepted him then, I was in such shock till nothing came out of my mouth. So imagine where I would be if I hadn't accepted Jesus.
So, let's thank the Lord right now.
I just wanted to share that with who haven't accepted him, and don't just accept him because you don't want to die and go to hell. You accept him because who he is. And I just thank him for loving me and saving me. And I just think about it, and I'm like, I could be dead. And most of all, I could be in hell. You know, I don't want to go there.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this testimony from our sister. I thank you for saving her life this week. But Lord, I thank you that you got in a language she could understand, that you had already saved her soul forever. God, I thank you for working, for doing miracles. A miracle of saving her from an accident, but the miracle of the new birth in Jesus. And we bless you together in Jesus' name. Amen. Deborah, thank you for that testimony. Whew, that'll get you going, won't it? Okay, High Chief. Hey, when you come back, you're not just going to be High Chief, are you? While we're over there, we're going to have another ceremony, right?
Yes.
And what will be your title then?
Namrezi. Namrezi means your father made you a king.
So that's another thing that we'll be participating in while we're over there. But just give them a brief thumbnail sketch of what we're going to do while we're over there.
Okay. I want to first of all say thank you to everyone that have been praying for us, and those of you that have donated towards this cause. This mission this time seemed to be a little bit different. It was a little bit difficult to raise funds, and most of us paid for our ticket initially with our credit card. But I feel that is part of the commitment that you take and the sacrifice that you make as you think about carrying out the mission that God has ordained. God-sized projects need to be delivered by God and not by man. And so the project that we're carrying out is God-sized project. And so God has to deliver his project. We'll be visiting two states in this mission, mainly the Akwa Ibom state, where the pharmacist comes from, and Imo state, where I come from. So two states and cover four towns in a short time. So we're pretty much going to be really busy from the word go. As soon as we touch Lagos, it's going to be busy. How we go about carrying out this business, there's one common mission that we have in mind, a common goal, and that goal is to go and reap souls. And how we go about doing this, whether we use medicine, or we use prayers, or we pray, or we talk to them about Christ, the most important thing is that we want to bring souls to the kingdom of God, and that's the business. So a total of us will be about 14 of us in three little kids. That's my three kids, and the others are adults, including Michael. So we will be doing the job, and Dusty has his own program. Eventually some of the days we're going to meet at some of the field, but he has his own packed up program, and most other people will work with me, some will work with him some days.
Thank you. You can hang on to that. And for those of you ladies who did the bling bling for the ching ching went in the cash register at one of the local electronics stores. We're taking a laptop computer with that money. Raised $300. So bless the Lord for that. And for all the rest of you that have given money, we thank the Lord. We're plowing it in while we go. In addition to the group you see here, we're going to have Jonathan, James' elder brother. Excuse me, I need to say older brother, not elder brother. Is going to be with us. Leslie's uncle from Jacksonville, who is an OBGYN doctor down there. And the legendary Upong is going with us, our pharmacist. And I'm sure after when we come back, y'all will get to see Upong again. But he's an experience. But we want to gather together. And what did we preach about today? We preached about sending out, right? So let's come and lay hands on the team today. Y'all get in a circle right here. And we're going to send out in the name of Jesus. All right. Yes, yes, come on. Just put your hand on somebody, and we're gonna send out right now. All right, we're anointing you in the name of Jesus, and the power of God be upon you today as you go. Did I miss anybody? Here, Rick, anoint me. All right. Let's pray. The Lord, we're joined together as a body right now. The body of Jesus. The physical representation of the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. The very Spirit of Jesus. And Lord, we're being sent out right now by You. And we're just agreeing with what the Holy Spirit has already spoken. Just like the Holy Spirit spoke in Antioch. Separate me, this group, for the work whereunto I have called them. So, Lord Jesus, we're agreeing with You right now in that. And we're praying You'll send us out in power, in protection. God, I'm praying You'll go before and the traps that the evil one has laid, we ask You to expose them and cut them off right now. For those who would speak curses against the Lord and against His mission, we ask You to cut that off and protect us from that right now. Lord, we pray You'll take us through customs, that all of our stuff, the stuff You want to get through, is going to get through. Amen. Lord, and not one little piece of luggage will be lost along the way. And God, I pray You're going to put a message in our hearts that You'll baptize us afresh with Your Spirit. That You'll immerse us in the message, that everything that we say and do as we go, that it'll preach Jesus. We pray for healing and for power through the medicine that will come and all the divine appointments that You have for us. And God, I pray for Dr. O'Carey as he leads us in this group. I pray Your anointing upon him. I pray Your favor upon him. I pray Your favor as we're going through that airport in Lagos. God, that You'll just go before us there. We bless You and we thank You. In the name and in the power of the risen Son of God, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Go in grace.